Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, April the 29th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour. 48 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. News once again here on WWGH Radio, although that phone call with Ted was very interesting, because I think for the first time, we now know why he did not continue with his run for governor in, it would be this upcoming gubernatorial race in 2022, but he withdrew back in 2021, apparently because of disagreements with former management and a death in the family. But I don't know. A write-in candidate, the Democratic side in this primary on Tuesday is very fascinating. You have one candidate polling at 23%, Nan Whaley, one candidate, Cranley, polling at 19%, and 54% of Democrats undecided who are going to the polling booth on Tuesday. Now, I don't know. Would you write Ted Williams' name in if you were a Democrat? You know, when he first started to run, we didn't know who the candidates were. We certainly didn't know who they were going to be or how they were going to be polling or what they were going to be saying. Like Nan Whaley, like Mayor Cranley, like Joe Blystone, like Governor DeWine, like Jim Renacci. Now we know a lot more about these people. What do you think? Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 18 minutes past the hour. Now, earlier this morning, we were talking about Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald's comment that Marion has a self-esteem issue, not a crime problem. I think that's a very fascinating quote. And we talked a little bit about that in hour number one this morning, but what do you think? Do you think Marion has a self-esteem issue far more than a crime issue? Do you think we're down on ourselves as a community as opposed to actually dealing with crime here on the whole? I think that's a very profound statement from the police chief. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. Then the other topic we were dealing with this morning was a poll, I guess a study, whatever you want to call it, that I read that said 63% of people believe that a dead family member is giving them signs, and 1 in 4 people believe that a dead family member is guiding them through life. What do you think? Do you think that's true? Do you think that's false? Do you think that's accurate? Have you had an experience with a ghost or an apparition? I'm not even sure what we're supposed to call those things. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. If you want to comment on Ted Williams, if you want to comment on what the police chief had to say, if you want to comment on people who have gone on to their reward, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Want to remind everybody, the big food giveaway is coming up tomorrow, April the 30th, at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m., and the food giveaway starts at 9 a.m. They have over 30,000 pounds of food to give away, 30,000 pounds. This coming Saturday, April the 30th, Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, parking lot opens at 8, giveaway starts at 9. Marion County Fair this year will be July 4th through July the 9th. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Anything on anybody's mind? You know, we keep talking about this cookbook that I would like to put together. But is it of interest to people? That's what we're trying to figure out. Do people have interest in a cookbook put out by this station? We would take listeners' recipes. We would take some recipes from people at the station and maybe some other people's recipes, guests who have appeared on the show, things of that nature. Is that something you would be interested in? If so, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. 22 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Any more news on the Del Taco? I see that they keep chugging along there on the construction. All right. Oh, well, we haven't got our Family Feud finished yet. We're now running on 2 days here. The category is name a food that goes with peanut butter. Now, we've got jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, and celery. We're missing one answer. Does anybody know what it is? Name a food that goes with peanut butter. And we've got jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, and celery. There's still one answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What food goes with peanut butter that we are missing? Now, certainly celery goes with peanut butter. Oats? I don't know about oats and peanut butter. Maybe that's making, like, no-bake cookies. I don't know. Bananas. We've all heard about the peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Chocolate, certainly. Reese cups. Peanut butter. And peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are a long-time favorite. But what other item are we missing? A food that goes with peanut butter. Do we even have any guesses out there today? 740-751-4038. 23 minutes past the hour. A food that goes with peanut butter. Not jelly. Not chocolate. Not bananas. Not oats. Not celery. What is the food that goes with peanut butter? I think we've stumped everybody with this. We had this question yesterday. We tried it again early this morning during the 8 o'clock hour. And we still don't have an answer. What is the one food we're missing that goes with peanut butter? I would not be good on this question because I don't like peanut butter. But so many people do. And we do not have the answer. A food that goes with peanut butter. Is anybody even going to be brave enough to venture a guess at this point? 740-751-4038. 25 minutes past the hour here. We've got all the likely ones. Jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, and celery. But there's one left. What's the food that goes with peanut butter? 740-751-4038. Oh, I said earlier on this morning that I got a whole batch of papers from UCLA that Nan Britton, the mistress and mother of President Harding's child, had sent to UCLA when... she was still alive, obviously, when she sent him there, but she since has gone on to her reward. But there's an interesting letter. I got about 115 pages to go through here. But here's a letter, and I believe this is in response to the book, The President's Daughter, being written. Now, this is on letterhead. It's from the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie Railroad Company. Now, think about that. The Pittsburgh and Lake Erie Railroad Company and also the Lake Erie and Eastern Railroad Company. Now, this is from the Office of the Vice President. Now, this person, I'm sure, is no longer with us either, because this is written December 27th, 1927, so nearly 100 years ago. But this is the letter that he wrote to Nan Britton. Now, it's kind of interesting, because right the first thing in the letter, under the letterhead, it says the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie Railroad Company. It has the date, December 27th, 1927, and then it says personal and confidential. So I'm sure this is the first time this has ever been read on the air, but there is a statute of limitations on things like this, and I'm sure this was up long ago, nearly being 100 years. But this is what he said. My dear Miss Britton, I spent all of my spare moments on Christmas Day and yesterday reading The President's Daughter, and as you have invited criticism, I want to say that I enjoyed reading this book more than any other in my short life of 72, and I send the season's greetings to you and E.A. The pictures of yourself and daughter are very beautiful indeed. I had the honor, on one occasion, to sit next to Mr. Harding at an Industrial Board of Trade banquet at someplace in Pennsylvania, one of our important steel cities, and I shall never forget his wonderful personality when he arose to address us after having been introduced by the Toastmaster as the next President of the United States. He said, with reference to the next President of the United States, I am reminded of a dinner I attended once when Joe Cannon was introduced as the Honorable Joseph G. Cannon, next President of the United States, to which Joe replied, all I can say is, fellows, you might go further and do a darn sight worse. I also have a very dear friend in Washington, D.C., who for years lived next door to the Hardings. She told me of playing poker with Mr. Harding on many occasions, and like everyone else, adored him. I am writing this letter on my official letterhead so that you will know it is genuine. With all good wishes, sincerely yours, and then it's signed by the person. I guess you'll have to figure out who the person is, the vice president of the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie Railroad Company in 1927, which was a confidential letter. Now Nan Britton did write back to him. Now, here's the letter she wrote back on December 31st, 1927. Dear Mr. And again, I won't give his name out. Maybe his family's still around. Your lovely letter was like another Christmas gift to me. I was delighted to have it and to read what you have to say about Mr. Harding. What you quote him as saying at the banquet was so characteristic of what I could just imagine he might say, that it seemed to me that I could almost see him standing at the head of the table. You do not say that you are interested in the cause for which this book was given to the world, but I am assuming that you are, or you could not speak as you do about the book. I am therefore taking the liberty of placing your name on our Elizabeth Ann League mailing list so that you will receive the literature which the League is planning to disseminate among people interested in the progress of its work in behalf of little children. Appreciating very much your friendly interest with the reciprocal good wishes, I am most sincerely Nan Britton. Now, I find this interesting because here you had a man, very high up, vice president of the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie Railroad Company, obviously believing in 1927, just, 4 years after the death of President Harding that Nan Britton was telling the truth. And there are a lot of these letters in here. You know, a lot of them came from New York, oddly enough. And you can also tell by Nan Britton's response that she really loved President Harding. What do you make of that letter? I find that fascinating. That's from her personal papers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. What do you think? 52 degrees, partly sunny skies here in Marion. I think what that does is give you an idea of the times of the 1920s and what was going on there, pretty much.
Go ahead, caller.
That was very interesting.
What'd you take away from that?
Well, the letter, he was appreciative of her. Sounded like, you know, he was letting her know what he thought of Harding, and then she was thanking him. I mean, there was nothing off-color about the letters. I didn't read anything into that. Just sounded like two people writing one another.
Now, why do you think that the vice president in 1927 of the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie Railroad Company, big, bold letters before the letter, personal and confidential? Why do you think he didn't want that to be known?
I have my theories, but I can't prove any of it, so I won't say.
I feel like a little bit like Geraldo breaking the story here, you know? I don't think that's ever been read on the air.
Yeah, except this ain't Al Capone's vault.
No, and we did find something here. This wasn't empty.
Yeah, this is a lot full.
Now, what's
anyway,
it?
I have a guess on your peanut butter.
Oh, go ahead.
Did anybody say bread?
You know, I don't know if anybody has or not. It's not bread, though. That's a good guess, though. But,
well, bread definitely goes with peanut butter.
It's, if you like peanut butter sandwiches. Now,
oh, I like peanut butter sandwiches.
Now, one thing about this letter. Now, do you believe that he believed the book? Because the book is about President Harding fathering a child. And clearly, he knew President Harding somewhat.
Well, yeah, it sounded like he believed the book.
But isn't that interesting? Because for years, nearly 100 years, she was made out to be kind of a grifter, a liar.
Yeah, well, that was the Harding family that did that, though, wasn't it? I mean,
well, yeah, but, you know, they yeah, but I don't think the general public believed her, either.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I mean, maybe the people that really knew her, because we definitely know Florence didn't like her.
No, but you know what's interesting? Nothing happened in Florence's lifetime. Now, she only outlived the president by, a couple years? So she wasn't around.
Yeah, some odd.
Yeah, she wasn't around much longer. But I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know that she knew Nan Britton. I really don't know. I'm almost positive she knew about Carrie Phillips. And I think there were even some letters that were...
going by what Craig Schumer said, she knew Nan Britton. She even said who his father was.
Right, but do you think she believed that he fathered this child? Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think maybe she didn't want to believe it. She was in denial. But, you know, do we know the views on whether or not President Harding actually wanted children of his own?
You know, I don't know. I think it was kind of a given that Florence couldn't have children, was the idea.
Well,
or that he could. Well, but now, come to think of it, I think it was my understanding that he thought he couldn't have children. So, I don't.
Really?
Yeah. Because she did have a child.
Yeah, she did have a child.
Yeah, I think it was him who thought he couldn't have children. And maybe it was because of the way he got around and never had a child. He thought, well, he was good to go.
Thought he had a low T count, huh?
Yeah, one of those type of things. I don't know. I don't understand how it even happened, to be honest with you. The whole thing is a little confusing.
Yeah, if only we could go back in time and watch this develop.
You know, if this were happening in today's times, what do you think would be going on?
Oh, you couldn't disseminate the rumors from the truth. There'd be no way.
So what?
Things fly around now. You couldn't tell.
So what'd you make last hour of Ted's idea and basically explanation, finally, for why he dropped out of the gubernatorial race?
Ted has a lot of good ideas, and I wish that if he gets in by some odd twist of fate, or even whoever gets in, should start to implement those ideas, because they could do a lot of good.
Would you like to see him as a write-in candidate?
Yeah, I'd like to see him as a write-in candidate.
Well, it's interesting, because the Democratic primary, those numbers are fascinating to me, that going into Tuesday, that there are only two candidates. You've got Mayor Cranley from Cincinnati, who's only polling 19%. You've got Mayor Whaley from Dayton, who's only polling 23%. And 54% of the Democratic vote is still up for grabs. You know, to be honest, Ted wouldn't have to do much to get the majority in that race.
No, he would not.
Why do you think...
I bet he's a lot more well-known than them two.
Why do you think those two, Mayor Cranley and Mayor Whaley, why do you think they cannot get above the 25% mark with their own party? It's a primary. It's not an open election.
Well, I've seen their commercials on TV, and I'm not really impressed with either one of them. So...
I mean, we know all about the Republican side. We know DeWine. We know Renacci. We know Blystone. Matter of fact, I think there are more Blystone signs in Marion than anything else. And what's fascinating to me is here you got Blystone, who's never had political experience, much like Ted. He's polling 19%. Now, if Ted were able to poll 19% in the Democratic primary, there's a good chance he could win.
Yep. And I hope he does.
Now, it'll be interesting Tuesday. We'll find out, I would say, within the next few days on if he's going to go for this. But I don't know what would happen. I don't know either. His name is not difficult to write in. He's got that going for him. The spelling is pretty on it, the well-known name, if you're a baseball player or a broadcaster.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, he's probably, as far as notoriety goes, he's probably a bigger name than Whaley and the other guy.
when you put Ted with Renacci, Blystone, and DeWine, I mean, if DeWine wins this primary, he's got 43% of his own party. Now, that's pretty low, 43% among Republicans.
They were all mad at him.
Right, and the only reason DeWine might win on Tuesday is because Renacci and Blystone are splitting the anti-DeWine vote. Blystone's polling at 19%, Renacci's polling at 24%. Well,
they're hurting themselves.
Yeah, if you take the 24 and the 19, you're going to get 44%, which Mike DeWine's only polling 43%.
Yeah, but that's all by himself, and it takes them two together to make that. So, like I said, they're actually hurting themselves.
So if one of them was not in this, chances are DeWine
might have a shot.
Right. So that being said, whoever gets the Democratic nomination, if DeWine is going into the main with only 43% of support in his own party, and I'm pretty sure he's not all that popular with the Democratic Party.
He might be more popular with the Democratic Party than you think. Considering what he did with all the lockdowns and, you know, trying to keep people safe, trying to keep people from getting the COVID, which didn't seem to do any good.
You know what's interesting? Let's just play this little game here. That DeWine wins on Tuesday. It looks like it's going to happen just because Renacci and Blystone are splitting the vote. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say Mike DeWine wins with 43%, which is not very much, okay? And you got Cranley and Whaley in there, and they're not polling big. So let's say it looks like Whaley's winning. Let's say she wins with 23% of the Democratic vote. Okay, so now you got Whaley with 23% of support among Democrats and Mike DeWine with 43% among support of his own party, Republicans. Now, in the main, think if you had a third-party candidate come in the main. Do you think that an independent?
Most likely pull, especially somebody like Ted, could pull votes away from either one of them. In which case, it would come down to does the public want youth, which would be Whaley, or do they want experience, which would be DeWine, and DeWine would have to be in pretty good health to make the whole term, because he's, what, 78 now?
I think late 70s, yeah.
Yeah. So he'd have to be in pretty good health to make the whole term.
Well, it's fascinating to me because Renacci and Blystone, if they disappear after Tuesday, and you have Whaley, DeWine, or you have Cranley, DeWine, I think the Democratic Party, to be honest with you, for the most part, I would say 60 or 70% of the Democratic Party will probably go with whoever the Democratic nominee is, even if they don't like them. Okay, so let's say they take 70% of the Democratic vote. DeWine has got a big issue in his party because 57% of his own party don't like him. And
yeah.
And I don't think that a lot of Democrats are going to vote for Mike DeWine because they're not happy with the things he's doing with abortion and gun rights.
Yeah.
So where are those voters who have said, well, Blystone and Renacci and Knopp, who was on the show the other day, Renacci's running mate, they have all said, if we don't win, we will not vote for Mike DeWine, but we also won't vote for the Democrat. Well, that's where your Ted comes in. That's where your third-party candidate comes in. If a third-party candidate could take that by being less liberal than whoever the Democratic nominee is, if they could take that 57% of Republican voters that are unhappy with DeWine, who won't vote for DeWine, like the Renacci's, the Blystones, the Trump voters, basically, and just could pick up maybe 20% of the Democrats who don't seem to be thrilled with either one of the candidates, they could win.
Yep. All we got to do is hope Ted writes his name in.
I don't know. I think it's
our next governor.
I think it's
in Columbus.
I think it's interesting. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, Renacci, I think, has said he will not run as a third-party candidate. I don't know if Blystone has said that or not. Blystone did say he would leave the state if he did not win. So there's that. 740-751-4038. Okay, any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on Ted Williams? Any thoughts on what Police Chief Jay McDonald had to say about Marion having a self-esteem problem versus a crime problem? Does anybody know what the final answer is on our Family Feud question here? Name a food that goes with peanut butter. Not jelly, not chocolate, not bananas, not oats, not celery. What are we missing? 740-751-4038. Or the Nan Britton letter. What do you make of the Nan Britton letter? Getting a letter from the vice president of the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie Railroad Company, 1927, basically being very favorable to her, believing her story as it relates to President Harding. And as I was saying earlier this morning, I don't know if President Harding had lived, if it would have been good for him or bad for him. Because if Teapot Dome had broken out, would he have had to resign? Would he have been impeached? Would he have went on trial? Would he have went to prison? That would be bad. But if he were alive, could he have explained his way out of it? Which certainly would have given him a better reputation. I don't know. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. There's also the question, would he have taken care of his child? You know, that's a big question. Certainly left Nan Britton with a lot of questions. Had her write a book. 740-751-4038. 46 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. April the 29th, 2022. Would love to hear from you here this morning. I can't believe this peanut butter question has stumped everybody. What food goes with peanut butter? We've got jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, and celery. But we are still missing one. What is it? 740-751-4038. Well, we're up over 52 degrees. That's a good thing. 52 degrees in partly sunny skies here in Marion. 740-751-4038. Don't forget the big food giveaway this Saturday, April the 30th, Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. and the food giveaway starts at 9 a.m. 30,000 pounds of food. How much is 30,000 pounds of food?
Go ahead, caller.
I will say bologna.
Not bologna, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not bologna. What food goes with peanut butter? That's what we're looking for here. What food goes with peanut butter? Not jelly, not chocolate, not bananas, not oats, not celery. Still missing one here. What food goes with peanut butter? You know, a peanut butter sandwich to me is just, that's an awful thought. I couldn't even dream of eating a peanut butter sandwich. 740-751-4038. What do you think? What do you think of the Nan Britton letter? I'm interested in history like that. I think these things that have not been public knowledge are kind of fascinating. Because we can only guess what people thought. Unless we have correspondence. Which is really why I worry about people not writing letters anymore. You know, that's what I'm reading here, are letters that were sent. Well, everything's email now. Well, what are we going to do in 100 years? Are we going to be reading people's emails? I don't even know how long an email stays around. You know, they say that this stuff, internet stuff, stays around forever. Does it? Will it? I don't know. Has anybody ever heard anything to that effect, that emails and text messages and all this stuff stay around forever? I don't know if they do or not. There's got to be some kind of expiration date. And if they are all being stored, where are they being stored at? And is that legal to have somebody's information? Could you ever use that against somebody? I don't know. Would you have to have some kind of a warrant? The whole internet thing has really changed the world. I really don't know. 740-751-4038. I wish somebody would get this answer, because I have another fun thing here I'd like to do, but I'm not going to go on to it till we get this answer, which is, name a food that goes with peanut butter. We've got jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, celery. What is the food we're missing? 740-751-4038. 50 minutes past the hour. I cannot believe we have not heard from Sarah this morning. You know, she puts peanut butter in her pickle juice. I'm surprised she has not guessed this morning. We haven't heard from Lee about the whole Ted Williams thing. I'm surprised about that, or Nan Britton.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Is it crackers?
Not crackers, but that's a good guess.
740-751-4038. I know Lee out there keeps a pretty close tab on the political world. Haven't heard from him in regard to Ted Williams or Nan Britton or what Police Chief McDonald has to say.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, how about apples?
Not apples, but that's a good... Don't they give those at McDonald's apples and peanut butter?
I don't know. I've never gotten them there, but I know some people who eat them.
Yeah, not apples, but a good guess.
Thank you.
Not apples. 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour. A food that goes with peanut butter. Jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, and celery. One answer missing. You know who I haven't heard from in a few weeks? I haven't heard from our friend who likes to go fishing over at Indian Lake. I hope he's doing well, he and his wife. Today would be a good fishing day. Haven't heard from our Pina Grigio couple either. Wonder what they make of Ted.
Go ahead, caller.
How about ice cream?
Ice cream. You know, that's a good guess we haven't had. It's not on the list, but a good guess.
All righty.
Thanks, Ralph.
Bye.
Yeah, haven't heard from the Pina Grigio couple on Friday night in quite a while. And I wonder if our third shifters out there who called in last week and talked about Miracle Whip and peanut butter.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Pretzels.
Is that a good thing, pretzels and peanut butter?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Just rolling it out at this. What are you having for lunch today, Ryan?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I haven't even got that far. I'm just working away right now.
Do you normally go out for lunch?
Yeah, most time. I just go, like, down to Lee's or the Jersey now that it's open.
Hey, that's... You know, I got a strawberry cone from there the other day that was one of the best cones I've had in a long time.
They got good food, and I like their Coney dogs, so...
Hey, there you go. Maybe
I'll
you get a pretzel.
Thinking.
Maybe you get a pretzel today.
All right.
Thanks,
see
Ryan.
Ya.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. All right, here comes a call.
Go ahead, caller.
How about pancakes?
Not pancakes, but that's a good guess.
No pancakes on the list today. Foods that go with peanut butter. Got jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, celery, one answer left. And by the way, it's the number four answer of six. It's not the last answer. 54 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. You know, I get hungry about this time of day on a Friday. Oh, what to eat today? You know, I don't have... Last week I ended up with a turkey sandwich, but I don't have any turkey in the house today, so that's going to be problematic. 740-751-4038. Do you know what food goes with peanut butter? Do you have any comments on Ted Williams? Maybe not getting in the gubernatorial race. Do you have any thoughts on the elections coming up in general? Police Chief McDonald saying Marion has a self-esteem problem, not a crime problem. Have you ever seen a ghost? Heaven knows there's plenty to talk about this morning here. 55 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Maybe our third shifter who listens hasn't gotten out of bed yet, and I'm pretty sure for whatever reason Lee must be taking a nap or not have the radio on, because I think we would have heard from him now in regard to Ted Williams and Police Chief McDonald and things of that nature. And I imagine our one friend, our fisherman, is out over there on Indian Lake today, maybe catching some good fish. Out for a good time. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Does anybody know the answer? What goes with peanut butter? You know, if I gave a hint, it would give it away. It's such a singular food that I don't even know what a good hint would be. Okay, here's a hint for you. It's round. How about that? The item is round. Does anybody know what it is? Goes with peanut butter. All right, maybe this person knows. let's take a listen, take a gander.
Go ahead, caller.
Graham crackers.
Not graham crackers, but another good one.
Not graham crackers. My dad used to take cinnamon graham crackers and smear peanut butter on them and dip them in warm tea. That never appealed to me. Maybe that's where my dislike for peanut butter came. I don't know.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
This is my last guess.
Okay.
Waffles.
Not waffles, but that's a good one.
All right.
No waffles on the list today. It's a circular item. Now, waffles are circular. Eggos, I guess. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there?
Yes, English muffin.
Not English muffins, but that's a good guess.
How about a bagel?
Not a bagel. Good one, too.
Thanks.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a pie?
Not a pie. That's a good one, though.
Peanut butter pie. You know, we were talking about that earlier in the year, I think. I've never had a peanut butter pie. Although I think they're very popular. But, of course, not being a peanut butter person, you know, I probably would not be into the peanut butter pie. 57 coming up on 58 minutes past the hour. Remember, it's a circular item. A food that goes with peanut butter. Not jelly. Jelly was number one. Chocolate was number two. Bananas were number three. Oats were number five. And celery was number six. What are we missing?
Go ahead, caller.
Banana?
Not a banana.
Not a banana. I think we already got bananas on the list. We got jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, and celery. What is the circular item that goes with peanut butter that we are missing? 58 and a half minutes past the hour. 90 seconds left to go in this segment. 740-751-4038. Even with a hint out there, it's a circular item. All righty.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about those brown Rice Krispie things that people eat?
Rice Krispie treats? No Rice Krispie treats. Good guess, though. Go ahead, caller.
Cookie.
Not a... Well, what kind of cookie?
Peanut butter cookie.
Not a peanut butter cookie, but that's a good guess.
All right.
Not a peanut butter cookie, but we may be very close to the ballpark on that one. Not a peanut butter cookie. Food that goes with peanut butter. 30-second warning, 740-751-4038. All right, 20 seconds. I always feel like we're counting down the new year when we do this. 10 seconds. All right, here we're the last guest for the hour. We'll be back for another hour.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Go ahead.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.
Not a vanilla wafer. We're going to break.
LB,
be back.
Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't... I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M.